Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Holbrook reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be partly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy, a low around 28. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of snow, freezing rain, and sleet before 9 a.m. Then a slight chance of rain between 9 and noon. Partly sunny with a high near 43. And in the news, on the day of his first State of the Union address, President Joe Biden is being asked by Wisconsin labor and environmental leaders, as well as legislative representatives, to live up to his promise to invest in alternative energy. Biden's Build Back Better Act, which contains $555 billion in proposed climate action, has stalled out in Congress and is now being broken up into separate proposals. Climate cannot wait, and neither can our economy, so here in Wisconsin and across the country, we urge President Biden and the United States Senate to take meaningful action on climate justice and clean energy and get this package through, said Representative Jonathan Brostoff, a Democrat from Milwaukee, who spoke at a virtual news conference held in Madison on Monday. That according to a report from WPR Online News. Experts say investments included in the bill would put the U.S. on a path towards meeting Biden's goal of cutting carbon emissions in half by 2030. This comes as the United Nations released the second in a series of reports detailing the dire impacts of climate change in the near future if action is not taken to reverse global warming. According to that report, even an increase of a few tenths of a degree would produce four times the fires, droughts, flooding, and extreme weather events we are already experiencing. Again, that according to the WPR report. Biden is scheduled to visit Superior on Wednesday to promote the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law. Again, some information for this report is used by permission from Wisconsin Public Radio. And in other state news, the Wisconsin Examiner reports that Democratic legislators, together with members of Citizen Action and the Main Street Alliance, introduced the Badger Care Public Option Act during the virtual press conference on Monday. The legislation creates a new basic health plan for single people whose incomes fall between 133 to 200% of the federal poverty line. For people who make more than 200% of poverty, it establishes a state-based online health insurance marketplace to Wisconsinites so they can purchase coverage through Badger Care instead of healthcare.gov. Out-of-pocket premiums would be based on income on a sliding scale with lower deductibles and copays than the private insurance market. The bill also allows small business owners with 50 or fewer employees to purchase coverage for their employees at affordable rates, according to its sponsors. And it permits lawfully present immigrants who are ineligible for Medicaid as well as Affordable Care Act coverage because they are not U.S. citizens to get coverage as other states, including Illinois, have done already. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the development of the story and report back as more news comes into us. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.